Yes, hello. This is Aaron.
Hi, this is Abigail. How are you?
I've been better. That's the reason I'm off, but it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. So what's going on with this case?
So they've been waiting CAO for a while. I sent in a hardship letter because the patient is living with minors, and I got an email on February 2nd that they received it, and we should have an answer by next week, and we never heard anything.
Questions. Why? What does the patient with minors have to do with the hardship letter?
So when the patient is living with minors, supposedly they don't need to send in their financial documents.
I've never heard that, ever. Who said that?
That's what Biggie told me.
No.
And
Medicare.
I've done this before.
It's a financial stipulation. I've never heard this nowhere in the Bible, unless she has to print that and show that. It's a Medicaid is a low income and fixed income program. So they have to meet the financial obligations, and they're going to verify. I've never heard that they have minors, and never have I ever heard that. Yeah, if they have minors, they don't have to justify their finances. They can get that now. That means anybody who has kids can apply for Medicaid. That can't be the case because you have to be under.
I've done this before, and I've gotten a waiver.
Yeah, it has to be something else too, because having kids in the home doesn't exclude them from.
I would think as well, but for some reason. I don't know. I'm doing what I've been told to do.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a lot of inclusions because of that. They have no finance. They're not. I've never seen them approve Medicaid for somebody without finance. You know the extent the county assistant office goes through with the finance just to say, oh, I got kids. They have to bring. They don't. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense.
Things as well. I don't know exactly what she sent in, but she sent in all requested documents that were needed.
So she sent this. Is there any financials that were sent in at all?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, that's the first thing you do. To send the financials. And is it in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course that happened. Yeah. But no financials, they're not even going to look at it. I mean, they're immediately going to, you know, deny. So that's going to be the first thing. Finance. Unless she doesn't have any finance. But I've never heard if there's minors in the home, if there's kids in the home, then you don't have to verify your financial information for the home community-based services. I've never seen it.
Okay. Should I confirm this with Piggy?
Iggy needs to confirm with the state.
Sorry?
Too. You need to confirm it with the state as well, find out what the stipulation is, because it can't be just you have kids in the home, you don't got to verify your finances. I mean logically, you got
to
think about it.
I called into Maximus as well. They said it looks like everything has been sent in, and we're just waiting for an approval.
So there has to be finances on there.
Okay.
If they said it looks
but
like
everything. She did send it in. I can't
right.
tell you exactly.
Got to send finances in a for a waiver that. It's a financial stipulation. You know what I'm saying? It has to be. That's the whole process the county's office to verify the finances. So if that was the case, that'd be a loophole. Everybody would say I have kids. So
right.
They gotta have something.
Okay.
So all right. But you didn't send them in. It could have been the applicant, correct?
Sorry, I can't hear you so well.
So you didn't send it in, it would have to be the applicant would have sent it in, right?
Yes.
All right. So are you an authorized rep with the enrollment broker for this case?
No.
Okay. Become an authorized rep. So you know, you can actually make some calls and get some information.
I did call into Maximus with the patient. I already did that. I did that yesterday.
Right.
I did that last week.
So what did they say? So what did they say, or did you ask them when it comes to, they said everything was sent in. Did you find out what was sent in? So when you call in and they say everything was sent in, get the dates for the certification form, the Fed assessment, the 1768. Ask them for that. And then ask them what do they see.
I called up the county on the 17th. They transferred me over, I guess, to customer service. And they also said it seems like everything was submitted and the caseworker should be reaching out to them. And the caseworker didn't reach out.
Find out what was submitted. That's what you want to do. You want to find out what was submitted. You have them tell you specifically what was submitted. So you can know. Because they can say that, and then whoever reviews it says this stuff is missing.
So whoever I spoke with, it didn't seem like they can look so deep into the case. They weren't able to tell me. So.
If you spoke to the chain center, which is the customer service line for the county assessor's office, yes, they can see inside. If you speak to the enrollment broker, they can see a limited version of Compass. The enrollment broker can't tell you the month and the date of, like, the bank statement, but they can tell you, oh, we see bank statements from Truist Bank. And also what happened in the county assessor's notes, that they can see that as well. So what you want to find out is exactly what they have. That's what you want. Find out exactly what they have, because they can easily say, oh, everything is submitted. And then the letter comes out or the denial comes out and say, we're missing X, Y, and Z. But if you get exactly what they have, you can get up on that before they even get to the point of denying. Because many times they don't have everything. They can say, if they had everything and they were ready, they reviewed it. So I always find out, you say you have everything, what do you have? If you're speaking to the county, the chain center, with the customer service line, you can ask them directly. They can see everything. They just can't do anything because they're not the income case manager. The enrollment broker can see a portion of the Compass system. So ask them, get specifics. If you're a enrollment broker, you want to get some information, but not everything. Chain center, if you ever get them on the phone, you're going to get specifically what they have. But find out what they have. Make note of that. And then you can compare it to what normally has to be turned in. And you can see if they are missing anything, and try to get whoever it's assigned to, specifically whatever income case manager at Parkside Avenue it's assigned to, try to get them. If the chance you can get them, even if they don't give you an email or a number, yes.
Okay, I did get their number yesterday. I'm going to give them a call.
Who's the caseworker?
Miss Branch.
Branch. Let me see something. I think I know her. Branch. You know what? I think I know her. If I know her,
I can give you her number.
I think. Let me see. Branch. All right. Yeah. Let me check my email. Do I have a branch? This branch. Let me check my personal email. See if I have branch in the county in here. No. No, I don't see an email at Ranch. But I remember I said that last name sounds familiar with them. If you have her, you call her directly. Email is always good too. But if you can get your call directly, get specific on what it is. Because the hardship letter normally is either to explain they don't have any finances, why their finances are over the limits for deductions or exemptions because of having too much money and things they got to pay out of pocket. It's just, you know, that's what it normally is. Minors, I've never heard of that. It has to be something to accompany with that where, and yeah, it just doesn't.
This is what someone told me, that I should find out if they have minors living with them. If they do, they don't have to collect any financials. You just need to send them a letter. I don't know. This is what I heard, so it's not.
I would check on that.
Okay, I will.
I would check on that because, you know, I would check on that. And if that, I know it's not true. But if whoever told you that, tell them to show you where it's at. Because if there's ever a time, let's say hypothetically, that happens, similar to the when it comes to a spouse, husband and wife live in the home. And let's say the wife is the one applying for the home care services, but the husband is over the income limit. But of course, you have to send in both husband and you have to send in the household income. Let's say the husband's income is $5,000 a month. His wife, so that puts him over the limit. The applicant, the spouse's income has no bearing on the applicant's home community-based services application. It does have a bearing on if they can receive other Medicaid services like SNAP benefits. So, but I know where that's at. So first, I did have a case manager deny somebody to have it say, oh, she doesn't qualify for home care because her husband had made too much money. And I said, that's not true. This is the income case manager at Parkside Avenue. I said, that's not true. I sent her the link in which it shows in the bylaws that the spouse's income has no bearing on the home care rate.
Okay.
They just have to submit that for Medicaid reasons because it's still an income-limited service and program. So I would say get that information, whatever it is, have them send it. Where did you get that from? Send it to them because if that's the case, you can also back it up to the income case manager. Say, listen, they don't have to do X, Y, and Z because of this, and then you send them the list or at least the document that states it because I've never heard that much. Even their enrollment broker, when you talk to them and they, you know, if you're on the phone with your enrollment broker and they're giving they start the case with the client, they run down a whole spill of everything from this services to the life program and everything. I've never once heard them say, oh, if you have minors, you don't got to worry about it. Send it in your file.
Okay, I'm going to find out about it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Take care. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you.